Welcome to another episode of Blown Away, a fandom podcast. Blown Away is a class project of JAMS 855, Participatory Cultures in the Digital Era. I'm your host, Kelsey, and today's episode is about the ancient science of alchemy. Just kidding, but it is about an anime where two brothers use alchemy to save the world. It's Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood today on Blown Away.
Fullmetal Alchemist, a shonen manga released through monthly Shonen Gangan from July 2001 to June 2010, has sold over 70 million copies worldwide, making it one of the world's best-selling manga. Such a popular manga warranted not one, but two successful adaptations into anime form. But only the second of the two, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, completes the narrative first imagined by the story's artist and author, Hiromi Arakawa. Even 10 years after its completion, Brotherhood is still considered a pillar of the anime-watching community, a rite of passage on every weeb's journey towards the truth. I'm going to keep it as light on spoilers as I can, but here are five reasons you should watch Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Reason 1.
So, do you want to bring your mom back from the dead?
The manga Fullmetal Alchemist centers on two brothers, 15-year-old Edward Elric, Ed, and 14-year-old younger brother Alphonse Elric, Al, who lose both of their parents at a very young age and for various unforeseeable reasons. They take the death of their mother as an opportunity to use a very complex, scientifically based power called alchemy to bring her back from the dead. However, alchemy is based fundamentally on equivalent exchange. You can't create something from nothing.
Through gloriously realized hubris, our poor Icarus Ed and his loyal younger brother burn their wax wings and fall to the earth. Ed loses an arm and a leg for his troubles, while his brother Al becomes a disembodied soul in a suit of armor that cannot feel, eat, or even sleep. Just some light growth for two orphan children. With nowhere to go but forward, their journey brings them into contact with a ragtag crew of military scientists, metal prosthetic mechanics, war criminals, foreign dignitaries, and genocide survivors to help save their home from continued oppression and violence. These relationships are the foundation for the message of the manga and the anime Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Through a staggering amount of growth, Ed's potential with alchemy and his abilities to manipulate science are nothing compared to the relationships he has fostered with his brother, his friends, and his comrades in arms. Reason 2.
You want to know how I got these scars?
So, after immediately experiencing acute horrors of the strangest kind involving the death of their own mother and the disappearance and mutilation of their own bodies, Ed and Al decide to test their luck with a fascist military state, aka the government of their home nation, Amestris. Soon after their traumatic episode, a Colonel Roy Mustang and his loyal Lieutenant Hawkeye visit to suggest that they are not to try to break the laws of science anymore, and that they should instead join the military alchemist ranks. By joining the state alchemists, Ed is given access to high security information and funding, but is also under the direct orders of the military, meaning that he technically serves as a weapon for a fascist state during his work hours. Ed and Al's only real goals are steeped in secret government research on how to return their mangled bodies to normal. Yet their existence as government agents does not exist in a vacuum. Concurrently, and always looming over them, exists a nameless scarred nemesis that is motivated by revenge to kill all government-sponsored alchemists like Ed and his friends. But why does this scarred man, Scar for short, want to kill them all so badly?
Oh, just because Scar's entire race was systematically destroyed in a genocide that was ordered by the Führer of Amestris and enacted by all soldiers and alchemists in the military ranks. And yes, you did hear that correctly. A nameless man called Scar is fighting against the military of a country with a Führer named, wait for it, King Bradley.
This anime is a name smorgasbord, and I heart it. All right, let's take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, Seven Souls Cereal. Do you wake up hungry enough to give gluttony a run for his money? Stomach so hollow that you feel like Al? Have a bowl of Seven Souls Cereal and replenish that philosopher's stone.
Every bite is packed full of alchemically balanced nutrients to get you back to rebuilding limbs out of metal and playing with your favorite talking chimera. Pour yourself a bowl and a tall glass of Edward Elric's least favorite drink for an easy morning start to your government coup d'etat. Try Seven Souls Cereal today. Seven Souls Cereal is a part of a balanced breakfast and is sold at markets across Amestris.
And we're back to Blown Away, a fandom podcast. I'm Kelsey, and we are talking five reasons that Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is a foundational watch for anime lovers and should be on your next watch list. Here's reason three.
Fascist states don't provide therapy.
With all this genocide in mind, our characters are probably super well-adjusted and mentally healthy, right? Heck no. These characters are run through the gambit of human emotion, as anyone would be. Their journeys toward mental health and actualization are realistic. They stumble and fall.
Rizzo Hawkeye, a lieutenant painted as a kind, unflappable, and funny presence throughout the beginning of the series, expands her character arc after the accounting of the Ishvalan genocide. Her sniper skills, while previously seen as useful in times of uncertainty for our heroes, had also served to slaughter innocent civilians during the genocide. Hawkeye's memories of these atrocities manifest in many different symptoms of PTSD, including insomnia, disassociation, self-mutilation, depression, and paranoia. Both Hawkeye and her fellows at arms acknowledge their guilt and express the belief that they deserve to atone for their crimes in whatever ways the universe and humanity sees fit. However, the government does not provide any solace or relief for these soldiers in the face of their past. There is no therapy offered. Most are told to suck it up because the military is meant for war. It is Hawkeye's friends and family that help her steer away from these destructive thoughts towards more positive actions towards change by working within the military to make the explicitly fascist government democratic again. Reason four.
It's a bad religion.
Through extreme amounts of political upheaval and mental health anguish exists two sides of belief that these characters put themselves behind: science and religion. Quite often, these two ideological systems are considered theological and moral opposites by the characters, peppering their motivations with ideas familiar to its audience. The genocide occurs against a highly religious people, and the Führer of the fascist military finds religion to be a silly ideological construct. However, both the manga and the anime make it very clear that neither science nor spirituality is portrayed as morally superior. Religion motivates certain characters to abandon science and turn towards prayer, foregoing personal improvement or strong personal relationships in favor of delusions that end up impeding their growth as people. However, the anime shows that the universe works in mysterious, intangible, but continuously balancing ways. Those characters that abandon their attachment to humanity in favor of scientific experimentation are punished repeatedly by that same universe, as if reenacting a Tower of Babel scenario and preventing the tiny humans from continuing to climb too high on wax wings. One easy example is our favorite short guy main character, Edward Elric, who doesn't pray to any gods, but knows the strength of the laws of the universe and recognizes that truth as his own religion. His missing leg and arm are the price he paid for learning that truth, and he wears that knowledge as a badge against further hubris. What a kid to bet the house on. Reason 5. Hiromi Arakawa.
Yeah, there's no title joke for this section. The author and artist, Hiromi Arakawa, is just a straight badass. Arakawa was born on May 8th, 1973 in Tokachi, Hokkaido, Japan. She started penning the manga in 2001 under the masculine version of her name, Hiromu Arakawa. She was convinced that no young man would read a shonen written by a woman, especially since she was focused more on quality than quantity. Unlike other mangakos of the time, Arakawa needed audiences to be patient and loyal to wait for updates to the story, rather than receiving hundreds of updates over months. It was the strength of the narrative ideas that I've mentioned, Arakawa's attention to detail artistically, and her world building that made the manga popular. Eventually, her identity was revealed, and she decided to publish under her own name. Unsurprisingly, the sales of the manga did not budge an inch, and instead increased. Arakawa was pregnant and gave birth to her first son during the run of the Fullmetal Alchemist manga, and many relevant themes of parenthood, creation, life, and memory make their way into parts of the story as she came to terms with the journey towards her first pregnancy and its effects on her career. One memorable example is a scene in a later episode dedicated to expressing the pain of childbirth through traumatic bodily injury. Not satisfied with her own experiences to tell her story, Arakawa interviewed refugees, war veterans, and former Yakuza in order to develop the correct ideologies for her characters and the lives they lead. Arakawa's attention to detail and her passion for her characters and her work broke so many records and barriers that she definitely deserves the title of GOAT. After all, you can't create something from nothing. That's equivalent exchange, no? Whew, have we ever said 1,600 words in succession?
That's quite a lot.
And with that admission, we've reached the end of our episode. What do you think? Is Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood worth a watch? A rewatch? Did I convince you anime nervous folks to try it? Hope so. Please check out our other episodes of Blown Away, where you can learn more about ridiculously cool fandom topics from our seminar. This is Kelsey from Blown Away, a fandom podcast, signing out.